This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we check in with Bob Gray from Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperatives, who has an update on our potential trade deal with Mexico and Canada. But first, Bob, you're here to remind dairy farmers of some important deadlines coming up when it comes to the Farmer Safety Net.
Yeah, USDA put this out that if you had signed up for the Livestock Gross Margin Program last year, you were also eligible for last year's Margin Protection Program as well, because in the past you could only sign up for one program. So that was changed in the Farm Bill, and I want to make sure that producers that signed up for that knew they could also get payments for last year's MPP.
So signups are underway right now for this, but not to be confused with the new dairy coverage signup that's going to be coming up later this summer.
Yeah, there could be some confusion because the dairy margin coverage program that starts now this year, the signup on that doesn't begin till probably mid-June, so the LGM will be in effect this year as well. So will the Dairy Revenue Protection Program as well as the DMC. And you can sign all of your milk up for all three of those programs. But in the past, you could only sign up for one. Now, the 2018 Farm Bill allowed you to sign up for all of them. But what they also did is said if you sign up for the LGM dairy last year in 2018, you were now had become eligible for the MPP program. So they've got a sign up that starts on March 25th, which was Monday, and goes through May 10th. So I just want to make sure that dairy farmers differentiated between that and the DMC, which is still coming up, and there's been no announcement on that yet, Bill. So
something else we're looking at are these trade deals, and we're hoping that some things will be happening soon, particularly with Mexico and Canada. Can you give us an update on the USMCA agreement or potential agreement?
Well, they've not reached the final negotiation stage on the Mexico-Canada trade agreement, and I was on a conference call yesterday with Ambassador Mahoney, who works with Ambassador Lighthizer at the White House on the Mexican-Canadian trade deal, and the question was asked, are they going to do away with the steel and aluminum import tariffs, particularly with Mexico, because that's why Mexico has retaliated with tariffs on a number of U.S. products, including a number of cheeses that are imported into Mexico from the U.S., and that has, you know, hurt our market into Mexico. And the response was, yes, they haven't completed that yet, but they're working on that, and that's one of the final touches to the deal that they hope to complete in the next few weeks with the USMCA before they bring it before Congress for ratification. Now, insofar as the Canadian portion of that deal is concerned, once that is completed, and my understanding is those agreements have been reached, although we'll see it once the trade agreement is available for public review, and that is Canada will, there will be no longer this Class 6 and 7 price structure, which has hurt us from exporting specialty dairy products into Canada. And also, there will be a restriction on how much they can subsidize non-fat dry milk, milk protein concentrates, and infant formula. So that portion of the agreement with Canada will be very good for our producers, but we really need to have these steel and aluminum tariffs dropped with Mexico, so they will drop their tariff retaliation on dairy products. So we'll just see what that looks like, Bill, when, you know, when the final agreement comes out. Of course, it's got to be ratified, and right now the count in the House, 30 votes short on the Democratic side, so it's going to be quite an effort to get that ratified, and that's a very important agreement, so we'll see what happens.
Bob Gray from Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperatives.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday, Dr. Mike Hutchins will give us an update. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.